Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here in us, helping us to navigate through this phase in a time like this. We bless you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. We give glory to you. We honor you. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything. We can never, ever thank you enough. We worship and adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayer. Good morning, everybody. Please, can you tell yourself this morning that you'll be blessed? Just say it like a word of prophecy to yourself. Say, I will be blessed now and forevermore. Say to yourself, the good Lord will crown the year for me, my family, all that belongs to me with his goodness. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And finally, from the book of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise ye the Lord. You see, and that's, these days, we have to be able to bring the Bible to bear to reality of today, the reality of the life we live today. Or else, it will be difficult for us to communicate. And the heaven depends on us. God is not coming to do what we are expected to do. And I will be honest with you. Children of God are very, very equipped. He said, in and light. And the light was the light of men. In the Old Testament, there are a lot of challenges. And that was why when Jesus came, he put things in the right perspective. So that when we are communicating the message of the Bible, we communicate it effectively relative to the times we live in today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I want us to open our Bible this morning to the book of Genesis chapter 1. To set the premise for our conversation this morning. From verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, I'm talking about every man. Oh. Let us make man in our image. Man, generally. Man. And after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, God said it, God did it. Please, please, and please. When you say something and you desire something, do something about it. Anything, even when you pray, you desire, do something about it. God said it, and God did what? He did it. So God, after he said it, God did it. So God created man in his own image. It was an intention before. It was something that was on his mind before. Oh, I wish I can do this. Do something about it. Take a step now. I want to start this and this business, take the step now. God said it, he did it. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created them. And God blessed them. Everybody say, God blessed me. It's not only you, humanity. God blessed them. This is general for everybody. Everybody. I'm going somewhere this morning so that we're able to look at our message relative to times. God bless them. And he that is blessed is blessed. He blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Everybody, are we not manifesting the blessing of God today? Humanity, yes or no? Yeah. Be fruitful, multiply. He blessed them. Replenish the earth. Are we not doing it today? He blessed them. So that is why when we look at some things, we must understand that everything resides in God. Even though men may not know God yet, they may be thinking they are the one that is the author of whatever. Everything emanated from God. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the heart, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. We are doing it. God blessed us. Now, God did not withdraw the blessing. I want to talk to you about something that happened somewhere along the line. In Genesis chapter 11. It was God that blessed us. So, please, it was God that did what? That blessed us. So, Genesis chapter 11. From verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found the plain in the land of Shinar and dwelt there. And they said one to another, God blessed them already anyway. They said one to another, go, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, because they were short of stones. So they did something else. Replenish there. God blessed them already. So they were manifesting his blessing here. They became very creative. Something was not available, they invented another thing. I'm coming there. Bringing it to us today. And slime they had for mortar. And they said, go, let us build a city and a tower. Whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. That was not the will of God. We were supposed to scatter. We were supposed to be in Asia. It was in the mind of God. Asia, America, North America, Middle East. So they wanted to stay in the place. God said, no, that's not it. But of course, they decided to stay in a place, and they stayed there, and they were getting results. And they were achieving their purpose because God had blessed them. So it attracted God. Just think about it. They said, and God came down. In fact, I guess God was watching. Let's see what these guys are going to achieve. At a stage, God said, wait a minute. Mami, what attracted the attention of God? You know that it's not a small thing. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. God said, wow. Wow. And the Lord said, behold, this people is one. And they have one language. And this they began to do, And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. You know what? God did something, but God did not take something. No, God did not take the blessing away from them. God did not take the power of imagination away from them. He didn't. God knew that they will need that power forever. For the project had to be successful. So God did something else. He cornered them. He said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Go, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they let up building the city. But God did not take away the blessing. God did not take away the creativity. He didn't take away the imagination. They just have different languages. Don't we have different languages today? Chinese, Indian, Hindu, even in Nigeria. How many languages do we have? So, we are living. What are we living? Yeah. Everything emanated from God. But God didn't take away their creativity. He didn't take away the blessing because they needed it. Forever across board. They will forever need it. So he didn't take it away from them. Let me read Romans chapter 12 verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, he didn't say don't think of yourself. Oh. If you don't think of yourself, what do we think of you? But don't be here and be thinking you are. Yeah. But if you don't know where you are, how do you move to your next level? How do you appreciate God? So it's not pride. He said, if they say they are looking for a job and you are qualified, will you not apply? Because you know what you are, what you carry. If they say contract, we'll not go there. Now, but what do you think about? But to think soberly, according to as God has dealt to every man, what? The measure of what? I can't hear you. The measure of faith. The title of my message this morning is The Common Faith. I'm not talking about the uncommon faith. Now, I mean the common faith, the way they talk about common sense. So, faith is available for everybody and everybody living on earth. The common faith. I'm not talking about the uncommon one raising the dead. No, I'm talking about the common one that is available for everybody. Now, please, if you drop the common faith, and you are running for the uncommon faith, you're going to be shocked that uncommon faith, you drop the common faith, it's like you've dropped your foundation. And that faith is available for everybody. So that is why you see what you see in the world today. The innovation, the inventions. You'll be asking yourself a question. People, anytime I'm inside the plane, I keep asking myself a question. I say, is something not wrong with these people? Something was wrong with them. How do you imagine that something will fly at that height, with that speed? And you provided everything for everybody there. And everybody is laughing. May something not happen. Huh? And they said the pilot, when they go into the plane, is more safer than when they are driving their car. Because the statistics is maybe 1 in 8 million flights. God did what to man? God blessed them. Say, I am blessed. No, I can't. You say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. I am talking about the common faith. Not the uncommon one. Leave the uncommon one. I'm talking about common one that is available to everybody. And I mean everybody. And I'm going to be looking at the faith at three levels. My brother and my sister is what we call faith for survival. Faith for survival. Without faith, it is difficult to survive.
I'm going to be talking also about faith for achievements. Common faith. I'm not talking about the faith that you want to go and raise the dead and pray for. I'm talking about the common faith that is available to every man. Then, the third one I'm going to be talking about is faith to overcome. The three levels of faith that I spoke about, check the whole world. You will see that men operated in that faith, and they are still operating there now. Faith for survival. Now let me ask you a question. Everybody that asleep tonight, you'll be saying, tomorrow I will go there. What do you think you are saying? You are talking faith. I'm going to be catching the flight to UK in next 6 hours. But when I get there, I will give you a shout. What are you talking? You are talking faith. You are talking faith. That's what we do. I will meet you tomorrow. You are talking faith. When I start this business, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You are talking faith. I will build a house next year. You are talking faith. I will buy the car next year. You are talking faith. Everybody does it. Every human being. If somebody is saying otherwise, what will you be saying? You say something not wrong somewhere. The common faith that is common to every humanity. Everything emanated from God. So that is why we cannot afford but explain the gospel with contemporary events and times. Because we operate it. Faith for survival. Now let me now talk to you about some statistics. Do you know that a century ago, about 1800 to 1900, the life expectancy was 30 years. Everybody will die most likely at between 30 and 40. Everybody in the whole world though. Now, half of the children that were born will die at birth. Just 1800 and something. The life expectancy all over the world is 30 years average. That means everybody will live at 30. But today the story is different. And I will tell you why the story is different. It's because humanity, they chose to live, to take their destiny in their hands. Was 30 years old. But today, the average is about 72 all over the world. But in Nigeria, the average is 55 years. I will tell you the reason why. According to World Health Organization, an average Nigerian is expected to live approximately 55.2 years from birth. Average. This life expectancy is the sixth lowest in the world. It's also significantly below the global average of 72 years. Even the Africa's average is supposed to be 61.2 years. We're about almost the lowest in Africa. But something is responsible for it. That's exactly what I want to talk to you about this morning. So if you don't understand some of these statistics, you don't understand. You will not know why things are happening. What God has given to us, we push it back to God. As great as prayer which we have to pray.
But there's something that we need to do. God said and God did something.
Why are we almost the lowest in Africa?
A low life expectancy in Nigeria highlights inherent earth-threatening factors
such as stress.
Everybody say stress.
No, I can't. I probably say stress.
Say stress.
Number one.
We thought wisdom
is the principal thing. We thought that getting get understanding.
You know what? You want to live long. Don't stress yourself.
I can't kill myself. Oh, you sing this song for yourself.
No, let me tell you something. You see, we can't be praying and not understand facts and figures. We can't be praying and not understand our environment.
Now, you say, number one, you say stress
and a poor standard of living.
So that means poverty can reduce the lifespan.
Faith for what? For survival. So therefore, this is the issue. Now that I'm a child of God and I'm living in Nigeria, and they say life expectancy is between this and this, and the healthcare is the way it is, and the economy is the way it is, and this one is the way it is. So what's going to happen? So how should I live? How should I think? What do I do with myself? Somebody said to me, he said, I can't sleep, I can't do something. I said, can I recommend something for you? He said, no. The person thought I was going to pray. I said, no. I said, when you get home, look for bread. Agege. Get a bread, very soft bread. Said one. I said, number two. You know, he said, bonvita or milo. I said, bonvita. Look for cold water. Put a lot of milo. Stir it very well. Say number two. I said, number three. What do you like to watch that makes you happy? Say number three. Look for one comedy that will make you happy. Put bread inside milo. Do something and then you will sleep off.
Will the person not sleep off?
You sleep off. Averagely, you're supposed to sleep for 8 hours. Now, maybe you can't sleep for 8 hours. Make it up. You know what happened? Take rest. If you want to live long, rest. Number two, please exercise.
I'm talking about faith for survival. Exercise.
Exercise. Walk around. Now, please, it is helpful when you pray that you make up your mind not to be sitting down when you are praying. For example, let's say we say stand up, let us pray for 30 minutes now. It will be difficult for some people to stand for 30 minutes. So if you are now in your house and you are praying, you'll be praying on the bed. Just imagine that you pray for 30 minutes and you walk 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1 for 30 minutes. It helps. Even though you are praying, but you are exercising your body. You are exercising your body. Faith for survival. Now, let me tell you something. It is not everything that answers to prayers. We must understand this. That's why I call it common faith. Please, another thing. Please try and listen to good music that will stir you up. Now, when you are stressed, you know, when things are, what do? Please put music and dance away. Instead of vexing your anger on your wife, vexing your anger on your husband. Okay, let me tell you something. Let's say you are angry and suddenly you enter your house. If you are not careful, somebody greets you, you are using your, what will you be? You'll be answering with the tongue of your, because you are stressed. But let's say your wife is very, very smart. Look at the music. What's the basic today? Immediately you enter the house and you want to stress. The music will do what? It will control you, your emotion. The problem is the part of the emotional balance. That's why, you know, when people are in a party, when they are playing music, what happened to them? What happened to them when they are playing music? When they are in a party, they forget about all their stress. That was why when Saul, the demon came upon Saul. You see, demon of stress, demon of anger, demon of anxiety, demon of everything. When they came, when you put a music that is very skillful, David was playing. And they said the demon left, and Saul was refreshed. When you are stressed, put on a good music. It can be instrumental, it can be something that takes your mind away from your stress. Stress affects the cells of the, it affects your body system. And if you live in stress long enough, you're going to be looking older than your age. There are some people, stress, they make them. Maybe you don't have a choice. It is stressful. Get more break. You know what? When you live in stress for too long, you know what you are going to do? You will recreate yourself. You suddenly become an angry man or an angry woman. You suddenly not trust yourself again. Your emotion become, it's going haywire. And everybody, even your children, if you are not careful, that is coming. Mommy is coming. Gilligan is coming. Just imagine that, God forbid, though, you are coming to the house and your children are running to their room. They are in the living room before you came home. They are chatting with their mommy before you came home. Immediately you show up like this. Everybody disappears. And the only thing your wife comes to tell you, Kilemaje, what are you going to eat? Immediately the wife gave you the food, she disappears. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. It's not because you are a bad person. Maybe you are not managing your stress well. And sometimes, this little thing we are talking about leads to divorce, leads to unhappy home. So, suddenly you now started praying. You will now be praying. The demon that is inside this house, no, it's not demon. That's why I call it common faith for survival. Number two. Faith for achievement. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. I want us to read together. Let's read together. Ephesians 3:20. Please, I want us to read together. Please project Ephesians 3:20 for us to read very well. Ephesians 3:20. Can we read together, please? That is, now, he said that he is able to do. He didn't say we do. He has the ability. But the question is this. Is he going to do it? Watch it. He said, now that he's able to do. Now, exceedingly abundant above that with what? Or do what? Now, when you are praying, you must be thinking. He said, ask or think. According to what? The power that's where, as what we are? In us. So that means that when we want something from God, when we desire something from God, God will use us. Said, the power, you have been blessed. The power is at work within you. You work out your miracles. He
do exceedingly abundantly, he is able to do it. That is the trust we have in God. But it's not that he's going to do it. The power that triggers what God will do is at work in you. It is the same creative power that he has given you. It is the same power of imagination that you were using to build the Tower of Babel. It is the same way God has blessed you in Genesis. You are blessed. Say to yourself, I am blessed. Say to yourself again, I am blessed. But see, the power that is at work within you, it is the power to say to yourself that I will get this done. It is the power to tell yourself. Let me give you an example. I want to have a PhD. Yeah. The power is in you. You want to have a PhD. What's going to happen? The power is in you. Oh, I want to open the next branch of my business. The power is in you. I want to have a better family. The power is in you. I want to have the power is at work within us. So he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, but the power is in me and the power is in you. If I say it is possible, it is possible. Please don't let us donate too much to the devil. We are giving the devil too much accolade. In fact, we are pumping the devil too much. In fact, we are giving the devil too much title. The devil is too popular in this part of the world. Demons are very, very popular because men advertise for them. Let me ask you a question. When you advertise a product, what happens to the product? People buy it. Instead of having a meeting to get the life of Jesus, say they have a demon, having a meeting for every demon, every household witches, every household enemy to go, and everybody will do what? They will rush there. Now you are advertising the devil. And devil gets more popular. Tell your neighbor, don't advertise the devil. The power of achievement is in you. If you say you want to do it, you will do it. Let me ask you a question. Everything we are using in the world today, is it not created by human beings? Now let me ask you a question. Can you imagine these glasses? If somebody did not give me these glasses, what is going to happen to my eyes now? Will I be able to see well? Capital no. Just imagine the car you drive. Just imagine everything. They are part of the blessing that God has blessed the sons of men with, and they decided to do something with it. God said it and God did something with it. The power is at work within you. No devil, no demon can stop you. If you want to get somewhere, no devil can stop you from getting there. The only demon that can stop you is the demon that you have decided that you want him to stop you. Because the Bible says with God all things are possible. Say I will succeed in Jesus' name. Now, you know, they talk about HDI, Human Development Index. Now, the HDI attempt to take into account human well-being by using somebody that we propose that poverty should not be seen as lack of income, but rather lack of capabilities. They say poverty is not a function of lack of income. It's not because you don't have money, that's why you're poor. It's because you don't have any exchange for money. So that is the reason you are poor, why people are poor. And they said Human Development Index is measured in three criteria. One, survive. Capability to survive and be healthy. Number one. Number two. Wanting the capability to be knowledgeable. Number three. Wanting the ability to enjoy a decent standard of living. Now, number one. That is the way they measure it. HDI, Human Development Index. It's not a phone. People are not poor. Please don't ever say you are poor. Never in your life. Because you can't be poor. What did I say? Say I cannot be poor. You can't be poor. Because there is a power that is at work in you. But there must be something you must do for me to give you the money that is in my pocket. Now, if what you are doing for me is not enough to meet your need, what do? You increase your ability to earn. So if this business is not moving, what do? You divert into something else. So it's not that people are poor. It is whatever the ability to have something to exchange for money. And that's why they measure it in three criteria. Your standard of living is very, very important to your longevity and survival. Your standard of living. Very, very, very important. Now, if somebody lives in a house, the net is torn and everything, most likely your children are going to be having malaria more often than not. Yes or no? And they're going to be going to the hospital more often than not. Yes or no? Faith for achievements. Now, to be able to get this done, you need faith. You need to make up your mind what you want to do with yourself. No matter what I tell you today, even if another preacher comes, like, look at January, we started January when? Today is October. Next 2 months is December. 2021 is gone. Now, next year 2022. January again. February, March, April, May, June, another year is gone. Another year is gone. Another year is gone. Another year is gone. We have to begin to think differently. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, the last but not least, faith to overcome. Maybe I read this story, I heard it. There was this person that went to the hospital. So the guy did a test. And they gave him a test result that he had this incurable disease, this life-threatening ailment. And he said immediately, he started to depreciate. He started to depreciate. Immediately he was told. Everything was gone. So I guess they went back a few weeks and they now said they gave him a wrong result. That he didn't have the ailment. You know what happened? He started getting well. So is it the sickness or the news? No. Is it the sickness or the news? It's the news. Let me tell you something. If you listen to bad news, everything around you will be bad. That's why the Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Something has to give you hope. If you listen to me, go to any channel now. The economy is bad, the dollar is this one, the everything is this one. When you listen to that one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you have a break, you are coming to church on Sunday, you will listen when you get home. And that's what they bombard you with all the time. You are likely going to lose faith in yourself. They only told him, and he didn't even have it. They said he started depreciating almost immediately, the news alone. Immediately they gave him the other result. He got well. So what healed him? What healed him? Philippians chapter 4. from verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things that are true, everybody say true. Whatsoever things that are honest, everybody say honest. Whatsoever things that are just, everybody say just. Whatsoever things that are pure, everybody say pure. Whatsoever things that are lovely, everybody say lovely. Lovely, lovely, good things, lovely. Create a lovely environment. Don't let your house be like anywhere. Chair is here, table is, everything is here. Lovely. Organize your kitchen. Don't put plates inside your kitchen. When you wake up, you will think demon has hired you enter though. Just put plates inside your kitchen everywhere. You wake up in the middle of the night, you will think demon has entered. Because the devil is unorganized. Lovely, lovely. Create lovely environments. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me this morning? Create what? Lovely. When your room is well organized, you will sleep. When your room is disorganized, even a Latin mamala, people with horse whip. these things are common thing. They are very common. When you travel abroad, sometimes in US, when you are talking on the phone, they don't shout. Oh, everybody don't shout. Yeah, hello, hello, hello. Ina, where you been? This thing don't land, though. Yeah. So they, they don't shout. Say, hey, how you doing? Hello. You know what happened? The environment. It's not a shouting environment. So whatever the Bible says, whatever things are lovely. You know what it means for something to be lovely? You know what is called lovely? You know what is called lovely? I say, I love this. I love this. You know what? Dress well. Everybody say, dress well. I say, dress very well. Look, people say, you are looking very good today. Dress well. Be lovely. Look good. Check yourself in the mirror. Enjoy yourself. I can't keep myself. The challenge we have, let me tell you something. The challenge we have is this common faith is the problem. So we now take the anger on each other. Most of the time, our frustration, we transfer it. We transfer aggression. We transfer aggression. We transfer until everywhere is like, no, and they will lose it. People lose marriage because of it. People lose their children because of it. I remember many years ago, you know children now. So, one of our sons came home. So, he did his first year, maybe prelim. So, he wanted to study a particular course. And they didn't admit him. So, he had to fill the form again for next year. So, he now came home. So, we sat down on the table, on the dining table. He said, so, I will put it first choice and second choice. I didn't say anything. I thought about it. I said, this boy needs prayer. But I didn't tell him. I said, hello. I said, why is it that they give you an opportunity of a second choice? He defined it. I said, okay, good. I said, no, but daddy, no, if I do it first or second choice, yeah, I will get, I said, but remember that you did it. So I said, can we do something? He said, okay, what is it, daddy? I said, you take the first choice, number one. Please give me the second choice. I looked at his face. So we agreed. I didn't order him more. You know, like, no, you must say, no. We were negotiating. You know, they call it Ogbon Agba. Hey, that's wisdom. Because I didn't want to let him do something that is, I would be the one to dictate it. I want him to have a buy-in. So we agreed. So he picked the first choice. I said, give me the second choice. And I look for a course that I know that will send in the future. I put in the second choice. So, they didn't pick him for the first choice. They picked him for the second choice. When he graduated, he called me one day. He said, Daddy, I want to say something. I said, what did you want to say? He said, do you know that if I've done that course, I wouldn't have been able to get a job? I said, you don't have to tell me. I know before. I use elder's wisdom for you. Do you know that the Bible said that honor your father and your mother? He said, do not provoke your children to what? To wrath. It's a balance.
If I tell you, I'm the one that is paying the face, put this one there. Put what there?
You are talking to his head, you are not talking to his heart.
Ah, I used to think about it. If God said, come, let us reason together, who am I? God said, I should come and reason with him.
So we do it and say, sometimes when I want to handle some issue with them, I plan with my wife. I say, you will go right, I will go left.
So when I do it from this side, we will plan, my wife will go from this side. So we will do this, you achieve results.
So you know, over time, they trusted us. So even with your children, please, the approach is important. Lovely. You know what it means? For you to say I have lovely parents, you know what it means? Lovely, approach everybody with love. Even your staff, approach everybody. People respond to love. It's only a matter of time, you will break them with love. You can say it's not working, but it works eventually. Whatsoever things that are lovely, the Bible says, look at it. Whatsoever now good, everybody say good report. Say good report. I say good report. What is good report? Please don't speak ill of people. Try your best. That's the essence of our belief. That's why we want to change our world. Don't speak ill of people. I'm not saying people have not done something bad to you, but try your best. Then when you want to talk in context, don't talk out of context. Don't destroy people behind them. Please, try. Because you know, when you point a finger to somebody before he's pointing back to you, the Bible says, you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but there is a log in your own eye. So I want us to understand. I call it common faith. Faith for survival. Common faith. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he said, what? Think on this thing. Please, can you project that scripture again for me, please? This is the recommendation of scriptures. Philippians 4:8. Please, can we read together? Now, wait. What is finally? 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 Finally, my brethren. Member of New Covenant Church, Onireke, do you know what happened? Everything I'm talking to you about, go and practice, your life will change. In fact, you know what the right will change? You will have freedom. Because the Bible says that the Son of God shall be set free, shall be free. Indeed, you will have freedom. Like somebody came to me one day, maybe I've shared it before. Say, Bola, Bola, Muferie. I said, what is it about? Bola, Mula, Tiria, it's urgent. I said, no problem. Bola, Oleo. I said, what is this? So the man came. He said, God, Mufer, sorry. Ah, only the king, she can go. Oh, he psyched me up. He psyched me up. I said, what is it? He said, I want staff, I want to call him Elara. I said, praise God. Please, let me ask you a question. She go, you can call him. Aratalu, you can't call him. Aratalu, you can't call him. And I know that nothing, I've not lost anything. He wants me to think about what I've not lost. So I will not be, it will overwhelm me, say it will be remote controlling me. You know what? If they say that to you, you'll be looking for what, I didn't lose anything. So why should I be looking for what I did not, I didn't lose anything. Ah! But when I said praise God, you know what the man did? is now shh.
I said, that's what I'm believing God for them for. So if they have done it, it makes life easy for me. They put that I walk into that moment, God, oh no, to call him Lara. Ah, boys, eh? One she show, one is a lie. So imagine if the guy controls me, you know what's going to happen? I might lose my business. You know what? I will change my behavior to them, I will do everything, and they will disappear. Say, be careful. Tell somebody, be careful. Look, let me tell you something. That is the environment we live in. The man was bringing stress to my life. Now, if you're not careful, the same strength can give you high blood pressure. And you'll be going to the doctor, you'll be praying. Me that I have my peace of mind. Nothing. I didn't lose anything. He wanted me to be looking for what I've not lost. I said, well, no, you know what I mean? I'm wiser than that. How many wise people are in church this morning? Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah to Jesus. Listen to me. If they come to you, they say somebody has said something about you, then anybody can say anything about you. Don't bother your head. Don't stress yourself. Finally, my. Go back to finally. Please, finally, oh yeah. Finally, my. Whatsoever thing that everybody say true. Number one is true. Number two. Everybody say honest. Number three. Justice. Number four. Remember, the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. For they will see. In answer, you should be thinking about something that is pure. Don't you know there is a recommendation to see God? There's a difference between praying and seeing God. Some people, while they're here speaking, God is answering. Pure, he said, blessed. The Bible says you are blessed when your heart is pure. He said you are very blessed. Tell me when your heart is not pure. I'm not saying this. Whatsoever things are pure. You know what it means? You know pure things. You are thinking good about everybody. He's very pure. He's very pure. Somebody said, that man has abused. He said, no problem. It is well with him. In the name of Jesus, no problem. He said, whatsoever things that are pure. Pure. About your wife, about your husband, about your neighbor. Pure. That's Christianity today. That is when we can affect our world. He said, let your light so shine. Now, what's the one that I watch? Everybody say lovely. Say lovely. You know what lovely is? What is lovely? Everything. Yeah, lovely. You know, your wife, who can hug any, I, lovely, act lovely, behave lovely, think lovely, act lovely, smile lovely. You know what happened? You will become a lovely person. When you are a lovely person, you don't have to pray for favor. When you are over praying for favor, do something about it. God, favor me, favor me, favor me. No, behave for people to favor you. Whatsoever your good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, do what? Tell your neighbor, think on these things. Can we stand up and raise up our hands to God this morning? And begin to use Philippians 4:8 to pray. I want you to look at it. Henceforth, O God, I want you to pray with this scripture this morning. Let me tell you something. You will have a testimony in 3 weeks. It's not like you will go. There's no way. All your environment will change. Whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on this thing. We want to create a spiritual environment around yourself. I want to pray. That is how to create a spiritual environment. I want to pray for yourself this morning. It's a common faith. It's what is common, what people practice and they became creative. It's what they practice and their economy is buoyant. It's what country practice. It's a common thing.
Oh, people won't breathe for each other. They don't want to cheat the next person. It's what they practice. That's it's what they practice that our children are running to those countries. That's what they practice. And they practice, they put it in their laws. And everybody's obeying it. And it emanated from God. You can create the environment in your home. You can create the environment in your workplace that everybody is free around you. They love to come to work. They say good things about their boss. They love you as if you are their father, as if you are their uncle. It can happen. As a lecturer, your children are not running away from you. You are a lovely person. So how will you not be able to share the gospel? How will people not listen to your gospel? How will they not listen to your story? It's not religion, it's life. They will listen to your story. Please let the Lord create in you a new heart this morning. It's Bible is not religion. It's a common faith. Renew the right spirit within me, O God. Renew the right spirit within me. It is not until we pray for 30 hours. No. Prayer, you can pray in silence and God can answer your prayer. When you are at this level, you hear God more. The flood of information from heaven comes to you. You hear God more. Your children surround your table. They want to come home. They want to come and dine with you. They want to call. They want to talk to you. They want to hug you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Look at me this morning. Is God faithful? Is God good? Is God good? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? It's called common faith. Available for everybody. You will be blessed. The face of God will shine upon your life. In fact, this week, everybody, listen to me, you have a testimony. In the name of Jesus. You know, I keep asking myself a question. This I said, when I have a need, things have happened. So I am a free man. I am just free. When I sleep, I am free. When I wake up, I am free. The Lord bless you. May His face shine upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Every Egyptian you have seen, you will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus. Can we share the grace together this morning? Look at me. Before you say surely, please, I can't kill. Please, enjoy life. What did I say? Enjoy life. I've come that they might have life. Enjoy the life that He has given you.